I do ask, can you hear me okay? I do ask for an interest in your prayers. Seem like as I've been reading the last week or so, I keep getting something different going through my mind, so I'm not sure how this is going to work tonight. But I pray that I may bring forth some scriptures that would be of help to us in the day and the time that we're living in. I see so many things going on around us in the world today. Again, I wouldn't ask for your prayers because I know that I need them. And I'm going to start in Luke in the second chapter. One of the things that was on my mind is not to fear in the time that we're living in. You know, as I, like I said, so many things going on, not fear. And this scripture kind of stays in my mind when I think of it. And it's at the birth of Christ. It's in Luke, the second chapter. And I'm going to read just a few verses, starting with the 8th verse. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And I think that's kind of stays in my mind as one of the first places in here that I seen where they were told not to fear is when the Lord, when the first thing said, when the Lord was born. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that should be so uplifting to us to not fear in this time, because it tells us here, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of hosts, of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. And again, that thought of not fearing in this time has kind of stayed with me. I don't think I'm a brave person. I think the Lord has always been with me. I went through a few things and I've never had a fear that everything wouldn't be okay, that the Lord was with us and everything would be okay. And I'd like to continue with another familiar scripture. This is in Psalms, 23rd Psalm. And to me, again, it's telling us not to fear. And it's probably a psalm that we all know by heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we know that the Lord will lead us, will guide us, direct us, if we depend upon him, if we follow that leading that he gives us of his spirit, his scriptures, he will lead us if we will follow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And it's telling us there not to fear evil. And I believe when he's telling us that is that our faith and our trust needs to be in the Lord. Needs to be in the Lord and the scriptures and commandments. My voice kind of comes and goes, so if you can't hear me very well. And the last part of that, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I always kind of look at that, the rod and the staff comfort me, as the Bible and the Book of Mormon, His Holy Spirit, that they will lead us and guide and direct us again if we will follow, if we will heed what the Lord has given us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I know that is where we want to be. We want to be with the Lord, to be with Him in His house, and doing things that will be pleasing before Him. I know that is the desire of each one of us. Excuse me. Going over to, my voice might not make it. Going over to the 37th Psalm, 37th Psalm. And I remember this is one that I heard somebody read on TV after 9/11 happened. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. To me again, that's telling me not to fear. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I look at that, being fed would be fed His Spirit, His love, His word, His scriptures. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I know what the desires of our heart are to be. Serving Him, to have in Him in our lives. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as a noonday, righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as a noonday. And I know that we have made that commitment before the Lord, that we have entered into that covenant with Him to be doing these things. I'd like to just read a few verses. I think it's on page 224. It's Mosiah, 3rd chapter. I know I got in trouble with some of my brothers and sisters giving out the scriptures instead of the pages. So if I fall short, just tell me. I think I'll start with the 6th verse. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments and all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our days, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, which has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And now these are the words which King Benjamin desired of them, and therefore he said unto them, He hath spoken the words which I desired, and the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, His sons and His daughters. For behold, this day He has spiritually begotten you, for ye say your hearts are changed through His faith on His name. Therefore ye are born of Him and have become His sons and His daughters. And going to that 11th verse. And there's no other name given whereby salvation cometh, Therefore, I would that you should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, and that ye should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And I know that we did enter that covenant when we were baptized. We made that commitment before him to be doing his will, following his commandments and scriptures. Going to the sixth verse. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And I know sometimes that's hard for me, but it's where we need to be. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And again, that's telling me to not fear, but trust in the Lord again. Put off the things that are in the world around me, and put our faith and our trust in him. Going to the 10th verse. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow and cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their swords shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. And I look at that and I look at little that righteous man has is better than riches of many wicked. And I look at what the righteous man has isn't a little, it is a lot. Again, I believe that's the spirit of the Lord with us. His scriptures, his commandments, those being with us and his spirit being with us is stronger than those things around us in the world today. Want to go down to, I think it's the 37th verse. Lost my place for a minute. 47th verse, and read the last four verses. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Because their trust is in him. And again, I know that our faith and our trust needs to be in the Lord. And if our faith and our trust is in him, he will be with us during this time and will draw us closer together unto him. I'd like to go into another scripture and over into Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter. Starting with the first verse. Again, I believe it is scripture that help us again in the day and time that we are living in. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of spirit, of comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. And I know that we do need to be that one before him where he wants us to be. I know I had a couple other scriptures here of having that unity together, and we need that, that love for one another. I know that this will help us, again, that day, time that we are living in, that love for him, that love for each other, and that love for those around us in the world. And we know that love is having the Lord in our life. Going to the third verse. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Put not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. When I look at that, I look at that as we need to help one another. Going to fifth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being found in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of his servant, and was made in likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I know that's where we need to be, is that humble follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as it says here, became obedient. We need to be obedient to his commandments, his scriptures, that which he has given to us to lead us and direct us, knowing what we would be in need of, what we would be faced with, come in contact with. He has given us its commandments again, scriptures to lead us and direct us. Going to the ninth verse. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name above, a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to do his will and do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. And I know that, again, that's where we want to be. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Doing those things that the Lord has given to us. Again, knowing what we would be in need of. Going to 15. And I think this one kind of tells us this is where we want to be. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights. And I know we want that light to shine in us, His Spirit, the Lord in our lives, to shine, that it can be of help to someone else. I'd like to also go over into Colossians. I think I must have lost the scripture here somewhere, so I'm a little ahead of myself. Colossians, the first chapter. And again, I believe this is good counsel for us in the day and the time that we live in, with that which is happening around us in the world today. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. To me, that should strengthen us. It's also Paul, an apostle by Jesus Christ, by the will of God. We know that it's a calling that we can't take upon ourselves, that it needs to come from the Lord. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that this is where we want to be again. We want to be those saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. We want to be those faithful brethren before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know to be doing this, we need to be, again, following the scriptures and commandments, staying in that straight and narrow path that we have entered into before Him, and relying upon Him that we may do the things that He would like, that He would want done, not the things that we want to do on our own. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. I believe that is a blessing to us, that we have that opportunity to pray for one another. I know I said before I went through a lot of things in my life. I know it's been the prayers my brothers and sisters that have helped me through them. I know what Diane was the last one, and I know it has given me peace and comfort during this time. And I know the Lord heard these prayers. I know I felt Him around me, and He has given me that comfort and peace. Going to the fourth verse. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it does also in you since the day ye heard it, and knew of the grace of God and truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know this is something that I pray for. As we see the things that are happening in the world, that we might have that spiritual understanding and knowledge of what the Lord would want us to do. As we see these things happening, that spiritual wisdom and understanding of His scriptures, His commandments, how they would lead us and direct us during this time. And I know if we have that faith and trust and go to Him, He will give that understanding to us that we are in need of. Point 10th verse, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And I know that's, again, where we want to be, increasing in the knowledge of our Heavenly Father, and what He would have us to be doing, and doing those things when He has given them to us. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And we know again that that light is Christ, and we want it again to shine in our lives, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, which are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers or things. Powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. And we know that He is the head of the church. Man isn't the head of the church, and we know we see that in the world, I believe. But Christ is the head of His church. For it pleased the Father that in Him all fullness should dwell. And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Again, I know that's where we want to be. And in that verse, it kind of tells us how to do and what we need to do. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And know that is, where we want to be. Continuing in that faith, ground and settled before the Lord, doing His will, following His scriptures and commandments that He has given to us. I'm going to go back because I remember the scripture I forgot. So going back and go over to 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. Starting with the first verse. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And again, we know that We want to be that children of light. And we know that light is Christ. And I'd like to just go over and read a couple of verses. Book of Mormon, page 651. 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. Starting with the 46th verse. And when the rains descends, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and beat upon them, they shall not fall. They shall fall. And the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye, if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me, that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And I know that is something that we really need to pray for. We look around again in the world, and there's no doubt that Satan is at work in the world today. It tells us here, and as I prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. We know that the Lord is that light, and he has set an example for us. He did the will of his Father. Follow the commandments that the Father gave him. And just had two verses I want to read in 3 Nephi, 12th chapter, 25 and 26. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. This is the third appearance here of the Lord. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after I had been lifted up on the cross, I might draw all men unto me. We know that he did the will of his Father. He followed the commandments of his Father. And I'm going to go back into John and read another familiar scripture on, and then come back here to Thessalonians. John, 3rd chapter, starting with the 14th verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. And to me, that should strengthen us. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And we know, again, that shows to me the love that the Lord has for his creation. He didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Go to the 6th verse. Therefore, let us not sleep. 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, 6th verse. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. When I look at that, look at 6th verse again, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And to me, that's telling me that we need to be prepared each day, I believe, of our lives. Now I'll just read a couple of verses again in the Book of Mormon. We know that this time has been given to us as a time to prepare before the Lord, a time to be doing his work. Again, following the scriptures and the commandments that he has given to us. Page 346 of Zelma, 9th chapter. We see that death cometh upon mankind, yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amalek, which is after the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God. A lot of times I look at myself and wonder, am I prepared to meet the Lord? A time to prepare for that endless state, which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And also on page 430, just a couple verses. This is in Alma. I think start with 227 verse. Yea, I would that ye should come forth and harden not your hearts any longer. For behold, now is the time and the day of salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is a time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, this life is a day for men to perform their labors. And again, I know that is our desire. We want to be doing that which is right and pleasing before the Lord. That will draw us closer to him. That will keep us in a straight and narrow path we have entered into before him. Going to the 9th verse in 1 Thessalonians again. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe as we read in John 3:16, in that scripture there, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants us all to come unto him, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. And I believe, again, we need to comfort one another, help one another. And I believe that we do that, that we love that. We have that love one for another and want to help one another. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, to esteem you very highly in love for the word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Again, that we are at that peace, that love for the Lord, that love for one another, leads us and directs us in this life. And going to the 19th verse. Quench not the Spirit. We need to let his Spirit be in us, be working in us, letting him guide and direct and lead us. I'm going to go over into 1 John in the 4th chapter and read just one verse on the Spirit. And this is 1 John 4th chapter, 4th verse. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I believe that the Lord, his Holy Spirit, that love in our lives is greater than those things that are around us in the world today that would try and drag us down. I pray that I may have brought a few scriptures to our mind tonight to draw us closer to the Lord. Help us in the day and the time that we are living in, doing the things that would be right before the Lord. I'd like to go over and read one more scripture on Philippians, another familiar chapter. Philippians 4th chapter, 4th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those, think on these things, those things which ye have learned, both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. We need to do them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And again, I know we need the Lord in our lives, his Spirit in our lives to lead us and direct us. And if we go to him and rely upon him, he will be with us. I'd like to close with just reading a little thing I've took out of a newspaper probably 10 or 12, 15 years ago. Although Jesus warned us not to make precise predictions about his return to the earth and the end of the present age, he also told us not to ignore the signs that God would give us, pointing to these events, to those events, and we certainly see many of them already taken place. The real question, however, is this: how should we live in light of Christ's return? The answer is the same now as it was when Christ first walked the earth. We should be men and women who love God and seek to live for Christ every day of our lives. Is this true of you? Don't live in fear, but live in trust, knowing your life and your future are in God's hands. Thank you.